The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 19th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
Mahaseva dara mahut vimukti. In another place, it is said, Mahaseva, rendering service to the pure devotee. Mahat. Mahat means who is great soul. Who is great soul? Great soul means who is 24 hours engaged in the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, the description of Mahat, Mahatma, is given there. Mahatmanastumang prartha devi prakriti masita. Bhajanti ananna manasu. This is the Mahatma. They are under the Devi Prakriti. Devi Prakriti. There are two kinds of Prakritis. Yeah. Studied in Bhagavad Gita, apara prakriti, para prakriti. So para prakriti are nature, transcendental nature, that is called daivi prakriti. Just like we are trying to be under the guidance of Radharani, daivi prakriti. Prakriti means omen, and daivi. Transcendent woman. And those who are materialists, they are under the Mahamaya, material energy. Goddess Kali, Durga, they are this symbolic representation of material energy. So those who are materialists, they take shelter of the material energy. And those who are transcendentalists, they take shelter of the transcendental nature. So those who are Mahatma, they take shelter of the transcendental prakriti. So we have to render service to such person who is in under the protection of the transcendental nature. That is called Mahatma. Mahatma, this word you have heard. The Mahatma's description is Mahatma anastumang prata daivi prakritimas. Mahatma has nothing to do with this material world. It's simply under the care of the transcendental prakriti. So, Sususa, Saddhadhanas. Those who are engaged in hearing with faith, Saddhadhana. Adu Sadhya, without faith, you cannot make any progress. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Adu Sadhya. Here is Krishna consciousness is going on. It is very nice. They are preaching nice. People still, they are praising our activities. If we keep our standard, then they will appreciate. So this is called Sraddha. This appreciation is called Sraddha. Sraddha dhanasya. Even he does not join, if one says, oh, it is very nice, it is very, these people are good. Sometimes they in papers they say that these Hare Krishna people are nice, we want more of them, they say. So this appreciation is also a lift for such person. If he doesn't hear, doesn't come, simply one says, it is very nice. Yes. Just like a small children, a baby, he's also appreciating, trying to stand up with his Simba. Appreciating. From the very beginning of life, appreciating is nice. He knows or does not know, it doesn't matter. A simple appreciation is giving him a touch of spiritual life. It is so nice. Sadhya. If they do not go against, simply appreciate, they are doing nice. So, development of spiritual life means development of this appreciation. That's the degrees that are appreciation. So, Sushusha Sadhya Dhanasya Vasudevi Katharuchi. In the previous verse, it has been explained, Jadanudhyasina Juktya. One has to be engaged always thinking. This is the soul. You have to take this soul of Krishna consciousness. Then you become free. The knot is cut by this soul. So, now how we can get this soul, that process is described here. And you simply, with faith, you try to hear. You get this soul. Yes. Actually, this Krishna consciousness movement is spreading. We are getting the soul one after another simply by hearing. I started this movement in New York, you all know. I had no actually any soul. Just like in some religious principles, they take the religious scripture in one hand and other hand sword. You accept the scripture, otherwise I cut your head. This is also another preaching. But I had also sword, but not that kind of sword. This sword could give chance people to hear, that's all. Vasudevi Katharuchi. So as soon as he gets a ruchi means test. Here is Krishna talks, very nice, let me hear. This very much, you get the soul, immediately. The sword is in your hand. Vasudevi Katharuchi. But the ruchi comes to whom? This test, because, as I have several times explained, the test, just as the sugar candy, everyone knows it is very sweet, but if you give to a man who is suffering from jaundice, he will taste it bitter. Everyone knows sugar candy is sweet, but the particular man who is suffering from disease, jaundice, he will taste the sugar candy as very bitter. Everyone knows it. This is a fact. So, ruchi, the test for hearing Vasudeva katha, Krishna katha, this materially diseased person cannot have test. this ruchi test. To get this test, there are preliminary activities. What is that? First thing is that appreciation. All is very nice. Adu sadhya, saddhana. So sadhya is appreciation. This is the beginning. Then sadhu sangha. Then mixing. All like these people are chanting and talking of Krishna. Let me go and sit down and let me hear more. This is called sadhu sangha. Those who are devotees, to associate with them. This is second stage. The third stage is bhajana kriya. When one is associating nicely, then he will feel, why not become a disciple? So we receive application. Prabhupada, if you will kindly accept me as your disciple. This is the beginning of bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means to be engaged in the service of the Lord. This is the third step. Then anartha nivitti syat, as soon as one is actually doing bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means chant Hare Krishna mantra and observe the regulative principle. To observe the regulative principle means anartha nivitti syat. Anartha means all rascal habits are immediately vanquished. Just like we say, no illicit sex. So, this is only a rascal habit. Illicit. You can marry a boy or girl if you like, you can have sex. No. They will not agree. They will agree to that rascal habit, illicit sex. You want sex, all right. Take a wife, take a husband. But now, they want illicit, without marriage. Married wife left aside, another illicit. This is anartha. Rascal. According to Vedic civilization, because a man is very aggressive, so he is allowed to accept more than one wife. He is allowed. Generally, female population is greater than the male population. So, the Vedic principle is that every girl must be married by the guardian, father. The father's duty is, as soon as girl is 13 years old, 14 years old, it is the duty of the father, or in the absence of father, it is the duty of elder brother to get her married. Somewhere or other, find out any husband. Yes. So, if every girl has to be married, and if the female population is greater, then where to get so many husbands? Therefore, it is very nice system that one man can marry more than one wife. That is natural. So, in Vedic system, a husband can marry. There are why others. Krishna, he married 16,000 wives. But not like us. He was present in the house of 16,000 wives by 16,000 forms. Each and every wife had palatial building, establishment. Each wife had 10 sons. Not that because he has married 16,000, he cannot meet all of them, no. That is Krishna, he is God. But I mean common man, just like Krishna's father, he had also 16 wives. Krishna is one wife's son. Subhadra is another wife's daughter. Balaram is another wife's son. So, in order to stop this rascaldom, man, is allowed. Marry them, keep them nicely, give them apartment, give them nice food, nice dress, nice ornament. You enjoy. But rascaldom means, no, without responsibility, I shall make fish. That's all. So this rascaldom, so long the rascaldom is not gone, illicit sex, intoxication, these are called anartha. Anartha, unnecessarily they have created this atmosphere, illicit sex, intoxication. What is the use of intoxication? There is no need. Just like in our society, there is no intoxication. We don't take tea, we don't smoke. Are you dying? For that want of tea or smoke? No, therefore it is anartha. It is unnecessary. So, first stage is appreciation, sadhya. Second stage is associating with the devotees. Third stage is to be engaged in devotional service. And if one is actually executing the rules and regulations of devotional service, naturally he will be free from this rascaldom. Anartha nivitti syat. Then next stage is nishtha, faith. That faith, beginning faith, becomes strong, fixed up. Then ruchi, this ruchi, test. Just like immediately the person suffering from jaundice cannot taste sugar candy as sweet, but the sugar candy is the only medicine for him. He is to be given sugar candy, and in this way, as the disease is cured, he comes to this test stage. Oh, it is nice, it is sweet. Don't do that. So, to come to this stage of test, you have to first go through these, so many, not from five stages. Adau sadhya tato sadhu sangha. Tato bhajana kriya athana arthana vittisya tato nishtha tato ruchi. This ruchi. Vasudevi katha ruchi. Sususo saddha dhanasya. So, if you continually hear with faith and appreciation, then you will come to the stage of tasting. Yes, taste means if you like it, that is called taste. Not that by force one has to eat something, unless he has got a taste for it. Just like if we are forced to eat meat, we cannot eat because we have no taste for it. But another, as soon as you give a plate of meat, immediately, voraciously, yes, because he has got the taste for it. So, this taste is required, then you get the soul. Tadanuddhāsina. If there is taste, then you can very nicely go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Because taste, just like Rupa Goswami, he increased the taste, their liberated soul. Therefore, he is writing that if I could possess millions of tongue and trillions of ear, then I could nicely chant and hear. And so far, we are concerned, because we have no taste, that 16 round is also a very difficult job. Because you have no taste. Why there is no taste? Because you are lacking in that previous processes. Bhajana Kriya. So one after another. To get that soul, it requires this qualification. Adu Sudhyatatu Sadhu Sangha. Then there is taste. Now, how this taste is created, that is also explained in the next line. Shyat Mahasevaya. Mahasevaya. Mahat means, I want to explain, the devotee, pure devotee, who has no other business than to serve Krishna. He is called Mahat. So, one has to engage himself in the service of the pure devotee. As soon as we serve a pure devotee, as it is spoken by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, jasya prasadad bhagavat prasadad. Jasya prasadad. If you satisfy a pure devotee by your service, then even there is some discrepancies, you get all these qualities. Shat mahasivaya, Rajan. Shat mahasivaya, vipra. Vipra, all the audience members hearing Śrīta Gosvāmī, they are all Brahmins. Otherwise, how they will have got taste? Brahman, Vaishnav, they have taste. Not the Śūdras. Because at the present moment, there are Śūdras, they are lacking taste. But our propaganda is, by somewhere or other, even their Śūdras, even their demons, we are creating the taste. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. Even there is no taste for Vasudeva Katha, Ruchi. Still, our process is so nice that we create the taste. Nobody was interested in Krishna consciousness, but there are thousands now. How? Because we are trying or we have created the taste by this process. The process will be explained in the next verses very nicely. But the main principle is to hear. To hear, and that is also natural. If we are pure, then we shall be naturally inclined to hear. Just like a child. He is not taught, he is not educated, he has no knowledge, but he is also trying to hear. He is trying to get up and join us. It is natural, because in everyone's heart that Krishna bhakti or devotional service to Krishna is there. But it has been covered by material dirty things. So this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is cheta darpana marjanam, to cleanse that dirty things. The more you chant, more you hear, then the dirty things on the heart will be cleansed. And plus, if you engage yourself to carry out the orders, to satisfy a pure devotee, śyāna mahasevaya vipra, punna tīthani sevanāt, punna pāyās, these are pious activities. Tīrtha, saintly person is called tīrtha. Nisevanāt, in other places also, same thing it is. Mahaseva dharma hur bhimukti tamadharang josithang sangisangam. Mahaseva, serving the pure devotee, is the path of liberation. Mahasiva dharam ahut vimukti tamadhyaram joshitang sangisanga. And if we become too much sexually inclined, then it is the path of darkness. Two paths are there. Mahasiva dharam ahut vimukti tamadhyaram joshitang sangisanga. Not only to become personally very much sexually inclined, if you associate with a person who is sexually inclined, then he will fall down in the hell. Joshitang sangisang. So, we should be very much careful about this. Married life sex is allowed. Nothing else. That is sinful. Krishna says, dharma viruddha kama. Lust, which is sanctioned by religious principle. Sanctioned means, this is sanctioned. You can have sex life in married life, not otherwise. If you want more wife, not more husband, no, that is not allowed. More wife is allowed. A man can have more wives, but a woman cannot have more husband. Of course, in special cases, there is another. But generally, this is the rule. This is Vedic civilization. So, as far as possible, we shall try to avoid this illicit sex, because that is very detrimental for advancing in the path of spiritual life. Therefore, our first principle is no illicit sex. Mahasiva dharam ahur vimukti tamadhyaram joshitang sangisangam. So, things are difficult, at the same time very easy, provided we are determined that in this life I shall go back to home, back to Godhead. So these are the processes.
By his revolting against the Lord.
That's all. No time. Not chant this.